So these past 8 days, believe it or not, it's already been 8 days, it goes by really quick, but they have truly been enjoyable, as they are every year we keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And for those of you who are celebrating the feast for the first time, has this not been your best feast you've ever had? Yeah. But I do look forward to seeing you all again next feast. I hope and pray that I will see you all again next feast. I say this because every year we lose people. And they just weren't strong enough. They didn't have a proper understanding. But we need to be strong and we need to have that proper understanding. But each year, also, when we lose people, God replaces those who have left, places them with new people who God has called. And as you can see, we are growing. We had 10 baptisms this feast. We had 9 during the spring holy days. That's 19 people in 1 year. Next year we'll have 100. No. But who knows? Maybe. But as you can see, we are growing. And there's a reason for that. God calls, but he does not push. And we still have a responsibility to answer that calling and to maintain obedience. No matter what kind of hardships we may be going through. Yes, we all struggle at times. But the key is to get back on track, and to continue on. That's the title of my message, Continue On. Is this what we have experienced not worth it? Look around you. Look next to you. Look who's sitting next to you. Look behind you. Ah, you still remember? Okay, good. All right. No, we're not alone. And God is always with us, but we have to let him be with us. This is what it's like to worship with those of like mind. And these days pictured God's magnificent future, his future plan when he will place his kingdom on this earth to rule in peace and harmony. However, in that future time, it is not only going to last 8 days, but it will last for all eternity. So we've been here 8 days. So imagine doing this every day for the rest of your life. And you know that this is the best time of the year, or it should be. This is the best time of the year, spending with each other of like mind. The world today has no clue about what we are celebrating. And yet during this time, we left the cares of the world behind. Worry was in the hindsight, or at least it should be, and we replaced it with joy while we focused on what is good and appropriate during these 8 days. A different attitude was expressed. An attitude we all wish we could experience more of throughout the year. And soon, we will return to our homes. We will return to our lives that we're used to. But we should not forget what we have experienced this feast with all the messages we have heard. And there have been some really good messages. In fact, all of them were good messages. And the fellowship was also very important. We spent a lot of time with each other. Now, it is important that we don't forget, but we need to hold on to that attitude and the joy that we have been participating in this feast. There is no need to let go. And as we return home and we go back to reality, we need to be aware of that. The world is very distracting, and sin can creep in at every opportunity, and you know that. I know that. And as the world continues in its destructive ways, for example, keeping days that are not endorsed by God, we are faced with making choices. To live by what God commands, or to fall victim to Satan's clever tactics. Only two choices there. Don't be fooled, thinking that we can easily avoid Satan's schemes. We can't just sit back and relax. No, it takes effort. Paul admitted just how easy it was to sin, and he struggled with human nature, as you and I still do. Notice this in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14 to 20. Romans chapter 7 and verse 14. Again, there's many distractions out there in the world. Okay, so Romans chapter 7, starting in verse 14. Oops. See? There we are. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. This is Paul speaking. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But that what I hate, I do. Verse 16, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Meaning that the law is still there, has not gone away. For now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. Verse 19, for the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Verse 20, now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. It is interesting, we see verse 19, he says that I practice, which means it's something that he constantly would struggle with. Just like all the other examples in the Bible. David sinned many, many times, terrible sins. And it was something that he kept doing. But he also knew. He also knew he had to pray about it and he had to repent or ask for forgiveness. And God granted that to him. So we can't feel down about ourselves when we sin. Yes, it's bad. But we shouldn't keep dwelling on it. Got to keep moving forward. And ask for strength. Question. Are we tested for the purpose of failing? Well, the answer is obviously no. But we are tested by God with the expectation of success. Notice in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So why are we being tested? Well, we are being tested for the purpose of success. I know that's hard to think about. That's hard to imagine. It's hard to believe at times. But these trials that we go through is a beneficial part of God's plan. So think about that. Woe is me who is going through trials. I'm the only one. Sometimes think that way. We all go through trials. Who has not gone through a trial here? Anybody here? who hasn't gone through a trial? God wants us to go through trials. He tests us to see how we are going to respond. As we have heard about through the messages here at the feast, we heard a lot about growing in knowledge and understanding, and that is an essential ingredient to perfection. If we didn't go through struggles, how would we learn? The experiences we go through in our lives now can also be beneficial for others in the future, because all of us who are converted, men and women, will be teachers in the kingdom. We're going to be training others God's way of life. We're going to be training others so they will see what is right and wrong. God called us out of this world also for the purpose of overcoming and changing our old ways, thereby replacing them with righteousness, with God's way of life. In the meantime, we will endure suffering, but that is for a greater purpose. 1 Peter 5:10 says in the English Standard Version, it says, "After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Satan will not quit, which is why we need to be aware of what we are doing sometimes. No. We need to be aware of what we are doing all the time. We will slip and fall, but the important thing is what we do next, and that is what? We lay on the ground. We go to sleep. No, we get right back up again. We're going to slip and fall. But we need to get back up. We should not feel defeated the moment a trial sets in, for God says that we will not be tempted, as you know, not going to be tempted or tested beyond our ability, since he is always present in our time of need and confident that we will overcome. See, if God has that confidence in us, why don't we have that confidence in ourselves? Let's notice 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And we've read this scripture a few times, a dozen times perhaps. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now, if you've all been paying attention, I have used this scripture in all of my messages. And that was an accident. No. Actually, it's a scripture that is very important, one that we shouldn't forget, because we all go through it. These temptations we are going through are tests by God. We also need to be careful, though, that we don't test God at the same time. Notice in verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 of chapter 10. "Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer." We read about so many examples in the Bible, and this is how we learn in verse 11. "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." So these are all for us. The sins that they have gone through are similar to our sins. And they've gone through it, and it's been recorded here in the Bible for our benefit, so we can learn from it. We make goals for ourselves, hoping that we can accomplish them. We pray to God, hoping that we can live according to his way and that we don't fall into temptations. And when we do sin, We hope God will grant us forgiveness when we ask for it. Now, we are certainly in a more favorable environment right now, where we can control our actions during the feast. But when we return back to our normal lives, how are we going to be doing? Nothing has to change. We can maintain that same attitude we shared during the feast, as difficult as it may be to do, especially in this world today. But we can use this knowledge and we can use this wisdom we have. We can look to God for help, and we will be fine. Place in God's hands. We will be fine. This reality that we will be going back to is only temporary. And that which is only temporary will eventually lead us to something far greater, and that is eternity.